Project Management Insights, providing project managers with professional development in the interpersonal skills areas of leadership, team building, and communication. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Project Management Insights. So, how focused or how much buy-in do you and your project team have to your project? I know there are projects that I was working on where most of the team weren't bought in at all. They weren't interested in what was going on. It's like they were just there doing their job. And, you know, for me, that's an image of people just plodding along the road, following each other without any life, without any verve, without any spark, without any, there's just a sense of people not really being energized to be doing what they're doing. And I often notice this on project teams. Sometimes it's on large projects where they've been working on the project for quite a long time and they lose that enthusiasm for the project anymore. Sometimes it's at the start of a project when you're working on something that you don't completely agree with. So it's a project that's being created to create a change and you're not bought into that change. The people in the business are not bought into the change. So right from the start, no one is on side with the project and the project outcome. How does this impact you and the work that happens or should happen by your project team? Well, a lot of the time it means that you're not going to get the output that you're desiring as a project manager. People are not going to want to be working enthusiastically and delivering for your project because they've got no skin in the game, they've got no buy-in, they've got no interest. And so they won't be motivated to work, they won't be motivated to deliver, they won't be interested in fixing things that come up as they arise. There'll be no, well, enthusiasm, that's the word that I'm going to use. There will be no enthusiasm to be part of the project and to be delivering, successfully delivering the project, because it will be a who cares sort of an attitude. And this does create a problem for you as a project manager because you don't have the, well, I suppose, individual motivation that's really desired or wanted to support you in getting this project delivered. So how can you change that? And is there a way to change that? The thing is that what needs to happen right from the start when we talk about change is that people have to have an awareness and an understanding of how the change that they're creating is going to be of value or going to be something that they see of worthiness or worthy of them doing or worthy of happening for the business. Because if they're not aware of that, if they don't see that, then they're not going to want to change. They're not going to want to make the change. And here, what we're talking about is people working towards making that change effective and making that change occur for the business. So if they don't see the value in them creating that change, making that change happen for the business, then they're not going to want to buy into whatever it is that you're wanting them to do as part of project delivery. This is a problem. So what you need to do is create the story, and I don't mean make up stuff and just create a make-believe story, but what I mean is get to the heart of talking to your business owner or your project sponsor about the value that's going to be created by this change that you are making happen or that you are working towards in your project delivery. Now that might be that they say to you, well, this system that you're delivering is going to help people do something quicker or help people have access to a particular product in a better and easier way. It's going to change a process that means that there's less rework for people. It's going to make people's work easier in the business. Whatever it is, you need to get to the bottom of the value or the drivers from a value perspective of what your project is about and what it's going to give to the business or the customers or, you know, the people that the business is actually working for, clients, whatever it is. What is the value that's going to be delivered? And then you need to explain that to your project team. You need to explain to your project team that here's what we're going to be doing. Here is the value we're going to be giving to the business by delivering our project. It might spark some more enthusiasm and some more motivation in them. Because what I often notice is the project team don't ever think in those terms, and therefore they just show up to work, do their job, as I said, like an automaton, or, you know, without any enthusiasm, without any motivation, without any context as to why they're doing what they're doing, and therefore they don't buy into the project in a way that means you get the best from them. Because what I've noticed is when a project team is wholly and solely bought into the project and the value outcome that they're going to deliver, they will go the extra mile and deliver extra value. They'll give you the things and make things happen that go just beyond the basics of the must-haves in your business requirements, for an example. They'll give you some of the nice-to-haves as part of the delivery because they're bought in totally to the outcome and the value that they're going to be delivering in the project. So make sure that you, as the project manager, help them see the picture of the value that they're going to create by delivering the project. And to do that, you need to do that research and have that understanding from the business of the value that you will be delivering for the business through the successful delivery of your project. And if you don't think this is something that you can do, then why not get your business owner or project sponsor involved and engaged in a way that has them do a presentation, a talk. For me, it was having the business owner come to one of the very first project kickoff meetings that we had, and I had him explain exactly what this was going to do for his business, how it was going to add value to the business, his part of the business in the business unit that he worked in. So he told them directly exactly what it was, that the value that was going to be created by the project that we were working on. That means it wasn't just me making up a story or them believing or thinking that I just made up a story. They heard it direct from the horse's mouth. They heard it direct from the person whose business it was going to impact when they successfully delivered the project for the business as a broader whole. Why not get your business owner involved and have them explain the value of the project? Do that, you will get the buy-in. You will find that there will be more motivation, more drive, more buy-in, more open communication, more working as a team. The team will be motivated. The team will be driven to deliver successfully within the time frame. There will be a whole lot more, oomph and just want to deliver as part of your project delivery. And that's what you're aiming for after all, because with the motivation, everyone will be more inclined to work as a team. Everyone will want to find solutions to problems. Everyone will want to be seen as part of the group that delivered successfully, not just coming in and doing their job on a day-to-day basis. So think about it. How can you Do the research and find out the value that you as a team will be creating by successfully delivering your project. And how can you pass that message and information on to your team in a way that motivates them and has them wanting to deliver that value? Think about it. See what you can do to change the mental space that your team is working in and the mental space that has your team motivated and engaged and wanting to deliver your project successfully. Okay, that's me for this week. See you and talk to you next week for another episode of Project Management Insights. And remember to like, review, and subscribe to this Project Management Insights podcast for your weekly dose of Project Management Insights. Thank you for listening to this Project Management Insights podcast. Be sure to visit projectmanagementinsight.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter or to receive updates on upcoming training.